Come on in, friends. Come on in. Come on in this room and tell me what's new and good with you as we begin to kick off this week. My name is Krishanda Torres, your friendly health and wealth coach, and this is Couch Convos with Chris. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as Lizelle Graham, one of my favorite poets, said, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. Yes, it may run in your family, but here's where you get to say, it runs out. We don't have to accept the generational curses that we've heard about in our family line, and we get to heal not only ourselves, but in turn, heal our children's children, and I firmly believe that. So March is a lot of things. Every month there's a theme. March is National Nutrition Month. It's also Spring Cleaning to Include Your Body Month. But before we get into today's titillating topic, we must dispense with the formalities of the medical disclaimer. So here we go. These statements you hear mentioned on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products you hear mentioned are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Krishanda Torres is not a physician, and the relationship between Krishanda and her clients is not of a prescriber and patient, but as health coach and client. It is fully the client's choice whether or not to take advantage of the information Krishanda presents. OT&E Inc. and Krishanda Torres cannot guarantee any specific outcome, and your individual results may vary. Before beginning or adding any named supplement or modality you hear mentioned on this podcast to your health routine or regime, please consult with a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor. Well, now that that's over, friends, let's get into our titillating topic on today. We're continuing down the dietary theory journey. As you know, I studied over 100 dietary theories as part of my training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, the number one nutrition school here in these United States. So in honor of National Nutrition Month, we'll be deep diving the top 25 diets. Last week, we started with Ayurveda, because we're going through the alphabet of the top 25 diets. Today we're on the letter B, and today we're going to deep dive the Bodycology diet. What have you heard about the Bodycology diet, friends? What do you know about it? If nothing, that's okay. We're going to talk about it briefly today. And as always, I encourage you to embrace and utilize the four R's that my good friend Edward taught me. The four R's again are: you can receive the information I'm giving you, you can reason with the information I'm providing, you can, of course, always reject it, but the most important of the four R's I highly encourage you to embrace is you can research what I'm telling you. So the Bodycology diet was actually developed by a nutritional consultant and author, Donna Gates. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, but you can check out her book, The Bodycology Diet. It was actually published in 1996. And this diet, the Bodycology diet, it emphasizes the importance of maintaining the inner ecology, what the body needs to function properly, including the elimination or control of symptoms that may interfere with our living. If we have an imbalanced ecosystem in our body, usually it's marked by symptoms like headaches, depression, food allergies, digestive problems, skin rashes, joint and muscle pain, menstrual irregularities, and sex drive or low sex drive specifically, to point out a few of the things. So if we have symptoms like that, it usually means we have an imbalanced ecosystem. And so the Bodycology diet is very helpful for that because it's based on 7 healing principles. It's based on the principle of balance, of acid and alkaline, of uniqueness, which is similar to what we learn at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. We do subscribe to the theory of bio-individuality. What works for me may not work for you. Cleansing as one of the principles, food combining, and the concept of the 80-20 rule. And the principle, of course, of gradual step-by-step changes. So by following these 7 healing principles and moving away from a life of poor eating, bad habits, toxic stress. I say this all the time, especially when we talk about gut health. We drink bad water, bad alcohol, eat bad food, and have chronic stress. So when we move away from that, then we can reboot our digestive system, we can enhance our immunity, and we can restore that internal harmony. So what are some things that we should be including when we're looking at the body ecology diet if you choose to decide that this is one that you would like to experiment with. Well, we definitely need to include some lean meats, some green leafy vegetables and root vegetables. We need some sea vegetables, some quinoa, some buckwheat, and some amaranth as our whole grains instead of processed grains. We definitely want to look at some sprouted raw nuts and seeds, some garlic, some onions, some scallions. Definitely incorporate some fermented foods such as yogurt, kefir, and kimchi. And we want quality fats, that extra virgin olive oil, that polyphenol-rich olive oil. I tried the one for Dr. Stephen Gundry. You guys need to look at that one. It had a distinct smell and was very delicious. Flaxseed oil, and of course, one of my other faves, the coconut oil because of the MCT, the multi-chain triglycerides, okay? Those are the foods that we want to include if we decide to explore, if you decide to explore the body ecology diet. And as with the Ayurveda diet, and as with any diet I mention over the next month that we explore, I'm always going to tell you the foods to include, the foods to avoid, the pros and the cons, and then give you sources. So again, you can employ that fourth R of the four R's, research it for yourself and fact check it for yourself. So what should we avoid if we decide to embrace a body ecology lifestyle and make this our main meal plan? Okay, we should definitely avoid some high sugar fruits. We should avoid those starchy, high carbohydrate vegetables. We should avoid the vegetables that are not easily digestible, like bell peppers, eggplants. We should avoid most grains. And as usual, we should avoid refined sugars and saturated fats. Now, there are some benefits to experimenting and exploring the body ecology diet. The pros are it helps us to focus on improving overall health with natural weight loss over time, nothing extreme, okay? We take a holistic approach to our wellness. It provides us with natural alternatives to manage conditions such as yeast infections, digestive disorders, and chronic fatigue. As a matter of fact, the body ecology diet is one that I like and recommend to my clients to research for themselves if they're dealing with leaky gut or they are having an issue with Candida albicans, which if you remember, we talked about that last month when we talked about Love Your Gut Month. Some of the cons of the body ecology diet are, of course, that restrictions can lead to cravings and feeling of deprivation. So instead of just restricting yourself, you definitely want to crowd out the bad stuff with more good stuff. You want to deconstruct those cravings. Some of the recommended foods for the body ecology diet may be difficult and a little bit time consuming to prepare, and some people may not want to invest that time. Again, this is why we believe in bioindividuality. You may like body ecology, I might not have time for it. You may like Ayurveda, I might not have time for it. You may like the blood type diet. You have to figure out which one works best with your lifestyle changes that you want to make and incorporate it, because remember, health is a journey, not a destination. And the final con is, if you're looking for immediate weight loss, don't do that. The body ecology diet is not Amazon Prime. Your new body is not going to show up in 2 days. And so I encourage you, friends, to check out this diet. Check out all the diets that I mentioned over this next month in National Nutrition Month for yourself and look at the sources. So I mentioned to you that the author of the body ecology diet was a nutritional consultant, Donna Gates. So today I'll also drop into the podcast link the video in which she talks about the body ecology diet so you can get more information on it. And you can also check out the body ecology website at bodyecology.com. So friends, I hope you have an amazing day today. As I mentioned in my podcast from last week, this week is a great week for us, for me, for OT&E Inc. We're going to be talking to the legislators and advocating for another modality, which I feel is very important to our overall wellness, homeopathy. So wish me luck. I'm going to be talking to the legislators and appealing to why it's important to keep it affordable and accessible for all South Carolinians. And so will the other 49 captains, state captains. They'll be advocating for why it's important for the people in their states as well. So if you found this podcast valuable, if anything resonated with you from this podcast or anyone in the past, I invite you, friends, to join me again. And as we talk about the dietary theory, it won't probably be a 30-minute chat, because I want to give you the information. I want to do like the military taught me to do when it comes to sharing or presentations, right? Because this isn't a masterclass, this is just a chat. So I want to be brief, I want to be concise, and then I want to be gone so you can get back to your day. So friends, if this podcast added value or resonated with you, I invite you to join me again as we explore C on tomorrow. Stay tuned for what the C characteristic and the top 25 C diet is. I'm not going to give it away early. You have to come back. I also invite you to do one of the following. I invite you to visit my website at CrishandaTorres.com. I invite you to join one of my focus or support groups. We're getting ready to get into spring, so Eating with the Seasons focus group is going to kick off, where we're going to be talking about all the foods you should be jumping on and exploring and experimenting with in the spring. So I encourage you to go to my website and join that focus group. And I invite you to check out all of our exciting events. This month for the masterclass, we're going to be talking about the power of plants, guys, because it's time for us to get back outside and dig in the dirt and get that microbiome going and get that grounding going. So, as you can tell, I'm excited that the seasons are changing. You can find out about all of our exciting events at CrishandaTorres.iinhealthcoaching.co. So until next time, friends, cheers to your health.